Shalach, in the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Gematria Nasav and Ishma. It's all part of one big process, 891. What? Shoivavim, Shmois Vere, Babi Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Vayelech Shoivav. Shoivav is a, I don't know how you translate Shoivav, is a, I love it, like a Yingle, he's a Shovav, troublemaker. Vayelech Shovav, even if it's Shovav, you can still cross the Yam, Yisrael Mishpatim. Even if a person, you know, the Sfarim say that Shoivavim is Gematria Shas, 360. Torah. Shoivav, which is the stage we're up to, is 310. Shaya Lomas, which is the tzaddik, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at this threshold, when we're trying to cross the Yam, which is part of the process we're going to see of Yetzias Mitzrayim, maybe it's a separate Mitzias or it's the Gemara of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we'll soon discuss, but it's part of this. Now there's a pasuk in Tehillim, a capital that discusses the Makis and the Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayigar bayamsuf vayecharav. Hashem had to scream at the Yam. Where does it say they had to scream at the Yam? Fakert, Moshe Rabbeinu. There's Mekoiris from Midrashim that, and Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin talks about it, makes a whole trask about it. Others also, Dosan Vaviram had their own Kriyas Yamsuf. Dosan Vaviram didn't go. They were not from the 80% that died, but they also weren't with the regular Oilam. And they, Taka, had their own fascinating Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayigar Bayamsuf Ayacharov, 713. Gematria Dosan Vaviram. Gematria Tshuva, 713. Even Dosan Vaviram, the ultimate, can also have a Kriyas Yamsuf. Yeah, there ain't a pinch foul from the Yam. You need an Akshay to get the system started, but then even a Dosan Vaviram can have it. Now the Pasuk starts. Vayihi B'shalach, the Medrash says, Vayihi. Okay. Vayihi is the Veloshin of Vay, a Tzvacha. And the Medrash has a Machlek. It's either Pari was Krechtzing that the Yidden left, but the Medrash brings up Shat, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was Krechtzing. Vay. Why Vay? Because the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. That's what the Pasuk says. 430 is 86 times 5. 86, Elikim, Din, Kois, 86. The Koishi Hashivit ultimately, according to many Makaris and Midrashim, was only for 86 years. They were literally for 210 years. Chishev Es HaKeitz, 190. But they only had the Koishi Hashivit of one Kois, 186, one segment of 86 years. Really, they were supposed to be for the entire 5 times 86, 430 ultimate years of Kaishi Shibud. They went out after one Kais, and that's why we drink 4 Kaisais, to represent those years that we didn't stay. But it's a Vay, because if we would have stayed the ultimate entire time, then the Yetzias Mitzrayim would have been already the Gemar, and they would go into Eretz Yisrael, and they would be Tikkun HaOlam, and the Mashiach, and everything would be. Because I, Vay, B'Shalach, is Gematria 340. With the 4 icy ice, that's 344. 344 is 4 times kais. Vay, that we went out b'shalach years earlier. We went out 344 years earlier, and that's vay. And that's why, as the pasuk says in Eicha, hisbiani b'meroirin, but hirvani lana, the night of Tisha B'Av is always the same night as Leil HaSeder. There's a connection to that. It's ultimately connecting to that, that we have to have a Yetzias Mitzrayim earlier, and therefore we still have to go through a Tisha B'Av. Now the pasuk says, Vilaynacham Elikim Derech Eretz Plishtim. Hashem didn't want to take them the direct route. Kikarevu. Pen Yinochem Ma'am Beroysim Elchama V'Shavim Mitzrayim. The pasuk says Hashem made a cheshbon to take them the more circuitous route, as I thought, and not take the direct route. Why? They're going to maybe have Charatim come back. Frek the Chazanish. Am I really gazach? Chazanish asked Shat in the pasuk. They can't go that route. They're not going to get to Sinai. That quick route that Hashem didn't send them doesn't pass Sinai. By the snare, Hashem said, Tavdun es ha elikim al ha-har hazeh. They have to go to Sinai. That's why they can't go with that route. I heard once a fascinating teretz. It's a very big chiddush, but it's a thought. Interesting idea. Vay, b'shalach. They went out 344 years early. If they would have stayed till the end, then they could have went straight into Eretz Yisrael. Then you don't need Har Sinai. You could have Matan Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Sinai represents that even in the Midbar, when things are not going right, and you're going to have to go through gullus of various things, if they would have stayed the entire time, then they could have went into Eretz Yisrael, and then the Matan Torah would have been in Eretz Yisrael. You wouldn't need Sinai to shtel avek, that even in the Midbar, even in various stages, you can have Torah. Fakert, they would go straight into Eretz Yisrael, and that would have been the Hashlama. Narvai, B'shalach, and it doesn't work like that, and they have to go through this other way. Vachamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi brings because 80% of the Yidden died, a Holocaust, literally. And the Emes, ultimately, the Sfarim say that La'asid Lavoi, we're waiting for the Gula, La'asid Lavoi, all of those far fallen Neshamas are yet going to come back in the Gula Asidah. Ki lo yidach mimenu nidach. But at this stage, the Gula was only for the 20%. Vachamushim, 1/5. In the Zohar, it says, Vachamushim, olu b'nei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim, at the 50th Yovel. The 50th Yovel from the beginning of the Bria, Yovel is 50 years, Vachamushim after 50 50s. How much is 50 50s? 2,500. What year from Bria Sa'ilu Mazitiyas Mitzrayim? 2448. It's off. There's a fascinating pshat from Rav Meir Shapiro Milablin in his Sefer Chuvis Oyer HaMeir, Simon Chavdalet. He says, there's actually Machlekes Tanoim if Yovel is every 50 years. Or no. Yovel actually is every 49 years because the Yovel year, year 50 of a cycle, is year number one of the next cycle. Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama, Sugin, Erech, and a few other places. And it's a Machlekes, whether Yovel is every 50 years, or technically Yovel is every 49 years. If Yovel is every 49 years, then 50 Yovels later is Genoi, punkt, the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. He adds that by the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayar Hashem ki sor lirois. He says, sor is 260. Moshe Rabbeinu is hounding by the Sneh, and Hashem saying it's time for them to leave. It's 210 years already, and it's enough. And Moshe Rabbeinu is having a shakal tari for a few days, tomorrow, Shilsham, by the Sneh. There's a lot of sugyas going on there, but amongst them, says Rav Meir Shapiro, Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I think they have to stay for 260 years. Why? Because then we'll get to the year 2500. Who says we paskin like the shita that Yovel is every 49 years? Maybe fakeret. Yovel is every 50 years. And therefore, they have to stay in Mitzrayim until the year 260 of the years in Mitzrayim, which gets you to the ultimate 2,500 from the Bria. There's a few other lishitoses in this. Another one is, why 260? I'm veering off for a minute. Rav Shamshon of Strapolia has a different cheshbon why Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare was maybe suggesting Sar that they should stay for 260 years. Not off the 2,500 year cheshbon. I'll get back to that. Is that maybe they stayed in Mitzrayim for 210 years, which is the shame Ehyet multiplied by 10. 21. Ehyet is 21 times 10. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying maybe it has to be 10 shame Havayis. They were having a vikuach about, for sure it had to be a multiple of 10 of one of the shemes, whether it should be 210 or 260. Getting back to the Yovelis though, there's Makaris in the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu lived for 120 years. 120 years is a microcosm of the whole world because the world is 6,000 years. How many Yovelis is that? If Yovelis every 50 years? 120. But there's a Shachlataria with Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is all part of the Shitase now. I'm skipping the Chesh, but the Zog. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's having a Shachlataria in Zay Sabracha, that he wants to live longer, he wants to live, he says, maybe I should live 122 and some odd years because I should be living the amount of 49er Yovelis that there are in a 6,000-year Cheshvan, which is a little bit more. That's part of the Shachlataria. Now, one last facet on this Machlaik is a fascinating Chiddush that I saw in the Meshech Chochma, in Parshas Mishpatim, actually, but he says, we mentioned that there's a machlekes of Yovel is every 50 years or every 49 years, and we explained that the pshat is because Yovel, the 50th year, might also be year number one of the next cycle. But in the Yerushalmi, it's mavur a different pshat in the machlekes. That shittas Rabbi Yehuda is not that Yovel is every 49 years. Rabbi Yehuda says Yovel is part of the next cycle. Fascinating. Are you ready? Yovel is every 50 years. 50, 100, 150, 200, 4,000, 4,050. Yovel's every 50 years. Shemitah is every 7 years. Now, one assumes that after year 49, there's like this cutoff year Yovel, and it's not part of the Shemitah cycles. And Shemitahs are a multiples of seven. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. The Yovel year is part of the Shemitah cycles. So year number 56 is Shemitah, not 57. Yovel counts for it. And if you're catching on, Yovel is not always, as you thought, the year after a Shemitah. Yovel is every 50 years. Shemitah is every 7 years. Yovel only comes out the year after Shemitah every 350 years. Sometimes Yovel is in the middle of the cycle. Sometimes Yovel is during a Shemitah. Sometimes Yovel is right before Shemitah or right after Shemitah. Every 50th year is Yovel. Every 7th year is Shemitah. The Meshech Chochma, based on this system, wants to say a fascinating parrot. There's a Gemara of Yerushalmi, Lishitosoi, that asks in Kedushin, Yerushalmi Kedushin, Shei Shonim Yavod, an Eved Ivri works for 6 years, and there's a Havamina, maybe an Eved Ivri should work not for 6 years, but Shei Shonim Yavod, Uvashvi, Yisyei Tzei Lachov, she means He works for the 6 years till Shemitah, and then goes out by Shemitah. Not 6 years, but he works till Shemitah. Frekt, Zechakasha. How could you have a Havamina that an Eved goes out by Shemitah? There's a Pasuk that an Eved goes out by Yovel. If an Eved goes out by Shemitah, then you never get to Yovel if you learn Pashup Shat. But the Yerushalmi Lishitasai has no problem with that. You sometimes hit Shemitah first, you sometimes hit Yovel first. The Yerushalmi could afford to have a Havamina that maybe an Eved goes out by Shemitah. The Maskan is that he doesn't. But the Yerushalmi could entertain such a Havamina. That was a little bit of a Cheshbin. Yeah. Kriyas Yamsuf, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, we say in Halal, Hayom Ra Vayonis, the Medrash says, Hayom Ra Vayonis, Ma Ra Hayam. And there's various Medrashim, but there's a cryptic Medrash that many Sfarim talk about that says, Ra Braisa de Rabbi Shmuel. Medrash Pliya, Ma Ra Hayam, Ra Braisa de Rabbi Shmuel. There are many Tyrus, the Derech Drash, in this Medrash, I'll share a few of them. One pshat is, Rabbi Yonis Naibishit brings, HaKadosh Baruch was having a shakavatari with the Sari Shalyam, and the Sari Shalyam, the Medrash says, is saying, who says I should split for them? Halolov the Avoy Dazar, Halolov the Avoy Dazar. What's the difference between the Mitzrayim and the commander, the Nun Shari Tumah? They're in the Memtes. If they would have fallen into the Nun, they wouldn't ever come out. They wouldn't be the Mitzias, the Chalal, that they're connected to the Avoys at all. And the Haftocha that Hashem gave wouldn't be Kayim. Hashem had to take them out before they hit Nun. Of course, the Arachayim HaKadosh says that that's only Koydim Matan Torah. Had there been Matan Torah, if they went out even for 3 days, then they can come back and handle it. With Torah, you can handle it. Torah can even get you out of Nun Shari Tumah. Today's generation has Nun Tes Shari Tumah net. And even that, Torah can get you out of. But, back to the Brisa of the Rabbi Shmuel. The Sari Shalyam is saying, Mechtesa. And there's various Pshatim. One of the Pshatim the Medrash brings is, no, Halalu Oiv De'avi Dezor, Halalu Oiv De'avi Dezor, Halalu Asu Tshuva. Halal aloya said tshuva. But who says tshuva works? There's other tzurts in the Medrash that it's chus avis. There's many tayrus how that works. But if the teretz was halal aloya said tshuva, they're not. It's koy demat tayra. Who says tshuva works by a ben noyach? Maybe tshuva only works by Yisrael. And there's a yidua, the kechakir of the precious drachin. If the yidin have a din of a Yisrael or a ben noyach, we discussed it many times in Parshas Bereishis, if they have a din of a Yisrael or a ben noyach, but contemplating that if they have the din of a ben noyach, who says tshuva is the tshuva? Price of the Rabbi Yishmael. Why is there a Tana named Rabbi Yishmael? Yishmael was a Rasha. Yishmael, as a tshuva. Yishmael as a tshuva. Tshuva works for a Ben Noach. There wouldn't be a Tana named Rabbi Yishmael if not. So Price of the Rabbi Yishmael says that a Ben Noach could also have tshuva, and that's the tshuva to the Sari Shal Yam, that the tshuva lets them get out of the Yam. Another pshat in this Medrash is Hayom Rav Ayanis. The Medrash brings Hayom Rav Ayanis. He made a Kal V'chomer from the Yarden. If the Yarden split it for Yeshua, certainly the Yam should split for Moshe. Where's the Makar of Kal V'chomer? Brisa de Rabbi Shmuel. So the Brisa de Rabbi Shmuel. Another pshat. The Emes says, the Medrash says that they were Avodah Zorah. But they were Oynis. They were Oynis. But Avodah Zorah is one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris that you mechuyev to be Moshe Nefesh. Even if you're the Oynis. But the answer is, there's a sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Sanhedrin Rabbi Shmuel Agish. Rabbi Shmuel holds there's no Yarek Val Yavar on Avodah Zorah. What does he hold by Ratzicha and Gilei Rais? It's a big tumult of Rishayim, Stir and Taisus, but Avodah Zarah, in first the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel holds, there's no din of Yari Val Yavar. So Maro Hayam, Braisa de Rabbi Shmuel, that it's a good answer that why is it not a problem of Avodah Zarah? Because they are, well, the first time was the Shuv, and I was saying because they are, because they're nice. Vayoshev Hayam, Eisonoi. Eisonoi, same letters as Tnai. Tnai and Eison, the four letters are Tof, Tanya, yeah, Tof Nun Yud Aleph, are the four letters that take past into future. Bona is to build. You can Evne, I will build. Tivne, you will build. Nivne, we will build. Yibne, it will be built. He will build. These four letters, not the other ones, these four letters take past and bring it to the future tense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai in my separatius that whether the world's going to exist in the future is based on what's happening now. That's Eisonai. The Yam says, oh, when I shouldn't split now, the whole thing was the Tanai of if I exist now, it's because I existed then, because I was Maftiach, that I will do what I was told then to do now. So that's what it means, Le'Eisonai. Vayikach Sheish Me'ais Rechav Bachor. The Maram Shif in the end of Masech Techulin has a whole likut of drushes and little gishmak of vertlach on various topics. Send the this one is a whole likut. And one of them is, he says on this pasuk, Vayikach Sheish Me'ais Rechav Bachor. He says a cute gemach, we did a gemach for you today. Rechev is 222. How much is it if you take six out, six letters, six out of Rechev? How much are you left with? 216. That's Bachar. Vayikach Shesh. May Ois Rechev, if you take six away from the letters Rechev, you're left with Bachar. Rechev is 222. Bachar is 216. What does the Maram Shef want? Because 216 is a very, very interesting. 216 is Gevura. 216 is Vayisa, Vayovoy, Vayet. The three psukim that the Gemara brings, Rashi brings in the Sukkah, that these three psukim have all, each 72 letters, and they spell out a series, a sequence of 72 Shemois, a three-letter Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, there's a machlokes if Vayisa for sure goes Kesidroi and Vayet goes Kesidroi, whether Vayovoy goes the Hepech or Kesidron is two different ways of spelling out the 72 three-letter names of Hashem. If you're ever in Tveria, you can go to the shul of Rav Doiv Cook, Shlita, who's a very, very big makubal, a grandson-in-law of Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv, they say, was also a very big makubal, used to stand up for him when he was young. In his shul, fascinating, it has the 72 names on the wall, the 72 three-letter names that are spelled from Vayisa Vayaviviyet. But Vayisa Vayaviviyet itself is 216. 216 is Gevura. Now, 216 is Gevura, but that's three times Chesed. Chesed is 72. The Kriyas Yamsuf of Vayisa Vayaver Vayet is creating these words, these three-letter words. And Rashi and Sukkah brings, they used to say, when they said Hallel, they used to say Ani, and then they would say Vav, Hey Vav, Hoshi Ano. Rashi Cheshvin's there in Sukkah. Those three-letter words, Vahoy and Ani, are part of one of these 72-letter ones. Now, I'm not going to get involved in pi and all that, but a circle is three times a diameter. Chesed is the diameter, 72, but three times that is Gevura. People think Gevura is Midas Adin. The Midas Adin of Gevura is Be'etzim ultimately Chesed, Chesed, Chesed. Chesed, Chesed, Chesed is Gevura. Chesed, Chesed, Chesed. 72 times 3 is Gevura, is 216. Chavakuk. Is also, the Zohar brings, Chavakuk 216. It's really, the Gevura, which you think is Midas Adin, it's really a hug from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Vayavor Hashem al pono vayikro. When he says the Yud Gimel Midos, Vayavor, the Etzim word Vayavor has Ayin Beis in it. That's 72. And the other three letters is Resh Yud Vav, is 216. Vayavor has Chesed and Gevura together. And that's all part of Kriyas Yamsuf, because Kriyas Yamsuf, the ultimate night of Kriyas Yamsuf, which we're going to talk about now, it's not a coincidence that Rosh Hashifcha Layam and it's his galus of the 72 letters and names of HaKadosh Baruch and all that. That's what creates the Kriyas Yamsuf. There was a tremendous hisgal. We're in Oilam Hazah, which is a Lashon of Nelam, but Dafka by Kriyas Yamsuf, this ultimate level, not entire, something different, the Gemara of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, it's a very special high level of his galus HaBoiri in this world. That's why these Shemus are being this gala, and it's not grata that's what's happening. That's what's creating this ultimate nace of Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, there's an interesting Mogen Avraham in Simen Samach Zayin and Orachayim that he says, there's a mitzvah essay d'oraisa to say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day, every single night, twice, by day and by night. Pesach, there's a separate mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The difference between Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not for right now. There are multiple tirus on that. But every day, of course, there's a special mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. When do we makayim this mitzvah? When we say the third parak of Krishma, Vayomer, and Vyatzev Enochen, and at night, the Munah, we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Magen Avraham says, if a person, theoretically, I can't imagine, didn't say the third parak, I mean, first, it's two prakim, I mean, that's the Raisi, I mean, Kuliam. He didn't say the parasha of Vayomer. He wasn't the Yitzi at the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, but he did say Oz Yoshir, which talks about Kriyas Yamsuf. Was he, in fact, Yitzi, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Or no, maybe Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim means you have to mention, literally, what happened on Tesvav Nisan, the Yitzia of Mitzrayim. I mean, what if you talk about the Makkos? The Makkos happened months before. No, it's interesting. The Rambam says a Lashon, when he talks about Sipur, he says, it's a mitzvah l'saper, mashenase l'aviseinu b'mitzrayim, b'lel chamisha osar b'nisan. I don't know if the Rambam, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Pesach, when he says b'lel chamisha osar b'nisan, he's saying that's when you should be doing the mitzvah, or he's saying you should discuss what happened on l'el chamisha osar b'nisan. Meaning not get hung up just on Dam Sradei, that was months before. You have to talk about literally what happened on Tesvav. But the Mogen Avraham Paskins and Simen Samach Zayin, you are Yoitza, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, if you say Oz Yashir. Kriyas Yamsuf is a.k.a. also just by itself Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kid Eger and the Chassam Sofer. Well, nowadays we have Shulchan Aruchs with Hagoyis from the Zachroinen, and Rabbi Kiva Eger actually brings, B'shem his son-in-law, in Hagoyis Rabbi Kiva Eger, I mean, we have it printed, Rabbi Kiva Eger had a handwritten, where he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch, In Rabbi Kveg Shulchan Aruch, he brings the kasha from his son-in-law of Moshe Sofer. In our Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down also the Hagoyis Chassam Sofer asks the kasha, as well as Rabbi Kveg, who asks it from his son-in-law, Rav Moshe Sofer. Rav Moshe Sofer, the Chassam Sofer, was the Edom of Rabbi Kveger in Zivuk Sheni. His second wife was the daughter of Rabbi Kveger. That's where all of his children are from. He didn't have any children from his first wife. And all Chassam Sofer Eneklich are also Rabbi Kveger Eneklich, but when they walk around, they say we're Chassam Sofer Eneklich. There's a Hezber for that. But the Chassam Sofer's second wife actually was also Nifter, and then he got married a third time, and Rabbi Kveger at that time was already very old, and Chassam Sofer came with his new wife, and he said, Rabbi Kveger was come out blind, he says, just go in and say, Vos macht ihr Tate? So he'll think it's his daughter, and it's not a sheker because he's Aviyam Shel Yisrael, and Kachava, but I'm getting back there. Rabbi Kveger and the Chassam Sofer both, Shneim Niskavim Dover Echad, Rabbi Kveger is quoting the Chassam Sofer, you can't, and they argue on the Mogen Avraham, you can't be Yotze Mitzvahs, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by saying, Oz Yashir? Oz Yashir is Kriyas Yamsuf. That's something else. That happened a week later. It's a very nice thing, but it's not Yitzias Mitzrayim. It didn't happen. The Leil Tesvav. You didn't mention Makas B'choyres. You have to talk about the Zachalei. So it's Machlekes Achrayim. Now, with permission, I want to say an interesting vort. The Olam is familiar with the Yisoid of the Parashas Drachim that we mentioned earlier that declares if the Yidden have a din of Benoyach or Yisrael. And the truth is the Parashas Drachim Ba'arichus explains that this is a machlekes, not only a machlekes achroyim, and he brings various achroyim, he then parallels it and says it's also a machlekes rishonim. He continues, it's a huge, beautiful drush shtickle where he explains it's a machlekes tanoim. And eventually, ultimately, ki yidua, I'm not going into that chelika, but he learned it's a machlekes Yosef and the brothers. And they were arguing all the vikuach about Yosef and the brothers, about Avraham and Achai, and various topics that Yosef and the brothers were fighting about. They were ultimately fighting about this vikuach. If the Shvatim, Koidim, Matan Torah, have a din of a Benoyach or Yisrael. As a matter of fact, for a minute, I'll veer off onto that. We mentioned already that the Sori Shal Yam said, Halo Loev De Avoy Dezorav, Halo Loev De Avoy Dezorav, Mechtesa. And we mentioned already that either Tshuva was a Tshuva, or Oymus. There's actually a medrash that the Parashas Drachim brings that Hashem answers back, or Moshe answers back and says, Shoita, Klumata Mashve, Oymus Kemezid, Shoike Kemezid, Va Oymus Karatzim. Shtel is the process drachim. Interesting. Shoite! What are you comparing? A double lashon. Shoige kemezit by miskaratzim. Says the process drachim. Moshe Rabbeinu saying like this. Yeah, they were every day the Zohar. But if they have a din of a Yisrael, oinus is not an excuse. Oinus is not an excuse. You have to be yar val yaver. So the Yam says, okay, but maybe they're benoyach. Benoyach, oinus is a good excuse. But benoyach shoige is not an excuse. And the Yam says, okay, I'm going to be machmer both ways. I'm going to give them a din of a Benoyach and of a Yisrael, l'chumra, both ways. And Oynis is not an excuse because they're a Yid. And Shoyig is not an excuse because they're a Benoyach. And therefore, I'm going to punish them and I want to drown them. They're also a bit of a Zer. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shoyta. When there's a machlekes beishami beis Hillel, it's either halacha ki beis Hillel b'kulehen v'chumrein or ki beishamai b'kulehen v'chumrein. A Shoyta to do Shoyig kimezit and Oynis kerotzing at the same time. That you can't do. Because if there's a vikuach, if they have a din of a Yisrael or a Benoyach, but you can't double dip them on both ends, and that's the Shach of Atari that the Parashas Drachim explains. I have permission from the Parashas Drachim to say that a machlokes achroinim maybe has shiroshim in Rishonim or Tanoim. So Birshus, I want to suggest a similar style derech alimid shtickel. We mentioned the machlokes Mogen Avraham and Rabbi Kveger, whether Kriyas Yamsuf is a separate entity or it's part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. I want to suggest that this machlokes is already earlier, much earlier. It's a machlekes. Well, I'll tell you. When the Yidden are going out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yidden, please take out Bizas Hayam. Vishala, no. What's the Lashon of the Pasuk? It says no. Hashem is requesting, begging, asking us to take out. What's the Lashon of the Pasuk? I forgot the Lashon of the Pasuk, but it says that they should take the Biza. The lashon that the Medrash says is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them Shaloyimar Oisai Tzadik Avram Avinu VeAvodim VeInu Oisam Kiyamta Behem. Yeah, then you pinig them for so many years in Mitzrayim. VaAchrei Kein Yetzu Berchush Gadol Lo Kiyamta. And Avram Avinu is going to come a time. So Hashem says, please take the biza, otherwise Avram is going to be angry. Frektiv Goin MiVilna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them to take the biza because otherwise Avram Avinu is going to be angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach VaAchrei Kein Yetzu Berchush Gadol. Avard is Avard. Why does he have to be toileted by Avraham Avinu? The answer is because besides the Biza Sayam, there was again Biza 7 days later. But besides Biza Mitzrayim, there was Biza by the Yam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I hold like the Mogen Avraham. And my haftacha that you're going to get biza from Yitzias Mitzrayim can be Shapir Niskayim when you go to the Yam and you take the biza by the Yam. Avraham Avinu holds like Rabbi Kiveger. Shalayim Aroysei Tzadik, he's going to come with a tiny. He's going to say, no, you have to get the biza dafka by Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I hold like the Magen Avram, but Avram holds like the Rabbi Kiveger, you have to also take biza by Mitzrayim. He's asking, please. Now this issue, whether the Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsef is a separate entity, first of all, the Pasuk says, Vayoyisha Hashem, Vayoyim Hahu. Also, I heard once, an Evet Sheborach, what happens in Evet Sheborach? The Odin can still go after him. But if it's Misas HaOdin, there's no more Yerusha. So only by Kriyas Yamsef is the ultimate Gemar, because that's when the Mitzrayim Vayar Meis Al Svas Hayom. Another smach, someone brought me an interesting smach. Does everyone quotes the famous Gemara, the classic Sheva Brachos Torah, Koshel Zavgon, Kekriyas Yamsef, Gemara in Seifedav Beis. What does the Gemara quote? A pasuk at the Hillim. Elikim Moishev Yechidim Beisa, Moitzi Asirim B'Koysharos. Why does that mean Kriyas Yamsef, Zakrashi? Because Koysharos means in a kosher a month, not too hot, not too cold, and that's when Yitzias Mitzrayim was. And that's the Makar, the Koshel Zavgon, Kekriyas Yamsef. Rashi's connecting Kriyas Yamsef to Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's Taked Taich? You know, it could be Yitzias Mitzrayim was totally Yisra'uah de la'eva, but by Kriyas Yamsef already, Epis, there was Hishtadlis, Nachshon ben Aminadav Jumpson. I heard once a pshat from Rabbi Limayla from Bitterman. He said a fascinating example. There was a shidduch. It says Kosher Lazavgan. He said there was once a shidduch that was going through, and the parents already Pachas Yosef, whatever the Hishtadlis Hishtadlis that you do, different than Hagam, Litvish, Siddish. And they were holding by finishing, you know, making it official, and suddenly the grandmother calls and says, I know this family from Baltham, I want to check it out also a little bit. So they give her the information, she calls back a few hours later. The Alta Baba, she says, yeah, I give my okay, but she says, but my Shviger, she was 102, she says, my Shviger also wants to check it out first. So they waited another few hours, her Shviger checked it out, the Alta Baba, and she checks it out. The father, husband, looks at his wife and says, you know, the Baba and the Alta Baba, they thought we were forgetting them that they, okay, we're giving also the okay. The Beshefer is doing the same thing to us. He's really running the show. We just did that. We're also just pawns in the system. But Akaponim and Kriyas Yamsef, you have this Nakuda, that it's the Gemar of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, fascinating. The Pasuk says that the Yidden was supposed to go out after 430 years. The Emes, how do you cheshbon 430 years? Not 400, 430. From? Leidas Yitzchok. When was Yitzchok born? Leil Tesvav. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. It's literally exactly Genoi, 430 years later to the day. But we know there's a Tshuvas Galya Masechta. That he said in the Tshuvas Galya Masechta, he brings a hesped that he said on Rav Zalman Volozhin, Rav Chaim Volozhin, I think it was a hesped he said on Rav Chaim Volozhin. Rav Chaim Volozhin was nifter, was born on Shavuos and Zayin, the day after Shavuos and Zayin Sivan. His patir was Yedalet Sivan. And we know the Gemara says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu memalei shneiseim shel tzadikim liyon liyon. And he said, what's the pshat? He was born on Zayin Sivan. His patir was on Yedalet Sivan. He said, because the Yoyim Haleid is not really the Nakuda. The Yoyim Bris, when you get your Bris Mila, that's really the day that you're born. So he asks, but the Makar for Chazal, that a person, that Tzadik is Nifter and born on the same day, is from Moshe Rabbeinu, Zayin Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu was Noilad Mohol. But Be'etzen, it's not totally in the Yoyim Ha. Leida, it's totally in the Yoyim Ha Milo. Yitzchok was not Noilad Mohol. Yeah, the ultimate Mohol. Yitzchok was Nimol L'Yem HaShmini 8 days later, the day of Kriyas Yamsef. Kriyas Yamsef and Yitzias Mitzrayim are two parts of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And yes, to the day from Leidas Yitzchok. The Leida of Leidas Yitzchok and the Bris Mila of Leidas Yitzchok. The Leida of Leidas Yitzchok gets you to the Leil Tesvav. The Yom HaMilah gets you to Kriyas Yamsef, which is even a higher level. Shmini, beyond Shvi Shel Pesach, represents already Olam Haba and various other levels, but it's the two parts of the Yitzhak. I heard a Moifis about a year ago, someone in Toronto, there was a story, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, Zalang Gezunt, was by this Mishpacha, and they told him that they have a son, he's a little bit older, a little, he's 23, and Shiduchim. So he said, before his 24th birthday, he said, and he was going out, talking, and it was close to the birthday, and it wasn't happening, Mice, he got engaged 8 days after his birthday. Okay. Yoyim Hamila. Now, Ken Zayin, Avtocha V'Tzadik. Ken Zayin, interesting. You know, I told this to a friend of mine,
entire yid. He has all his kids married, older fellow already. He said quite a few years ago, his daughter was also was in Shidduchim, and he had a haftacha. Rabbi David Feinstein told him she'll be married before Shavuos. And she got married Yud Gimel Sivan, but his pshat was that this tashlumen, Shavuos has tashlumen, still counts. Now, we mentioned the other week that the Vilna Gaon says that the Dalad Lashonis of Geula are the Hoitzesi, the Hitzalti, the Goalti, and the Goalti. Not the Lakachti. Lakachti is Matan Torah. And the Gaon says that even though in many places Rashi, the Toysis, the Medrash, the Yerushalmi, and they're all quote, Hoitzesi, Hitzalti, the Goalti, the Lakachti, it's the Toys Hatfus. And we besiata the Shmaya said the other week, we said we found the Balaturim not like the Gaon. Balaturim and Parshas Ve'era. That says that the Arba L'shoynis of Hoitzesi V'itzalti V'ga'alti V'lokachti V'zu gematria Shelo yifchus Lo anishi b'sroel Mi Arba Kaisa Shel Yayin, which is working out. The gematria is with V'lokachti. But everyone watches, what's the V'tuva L'ga'altis? It doesn't say V'ga'alti twice. So it could be it's V'ga'alti B'zroya Netuya V'ga'alti B'shvat V'ga'alti Esam B'zroya Netuya B'shvatim G'daylam V'ga'alti B'zroya Netuya V'ga'alti B'shvatim G'daylam. I thought this morning, I think it's Tachlis Apshat, maybe David Mavar. V'ga'alti Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ga'alti Kriyas Yamsuf. That's what the Goyin is saying. The two parts of the Ga'alti is these two shlavim that we're saying. There's the Ga'alti of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Ga'alti of Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's the two parts of the Magen Avraham and the Rabbi Kveger. Now, as they're going through the Yam, there's a steer in the Pasuk. In one Pasuk it says, B'toich HaYam B'yabosha. And the other place it says, B'yabosha B'toich HaYam. And there's a steer in the Midrashim. Was it totally dry? B'yabosha B'toich HaYam? Or was B'yam B'toich HaYabosha? Maybe muddy a little bit. State in the Halig of Noam Elimelech, he says it depends. Noam Elimelech is all about the tzaddik. That's the sefer. That's not the sefer Habenan. That's a different sefer. Noam Elimelech is always about the tzaddik. He says the tzaddik tak, it was totally dry, but there was other people then it was. But I heard once a murder kipshat. What was it really? Ask two yidden that finished walking through. One of them is walking around. He sees Moifsim. He sees the 72 Shemus. He sees Shifcha. He sees what the Shifcha saw on the. He sees. This other guy says, Moshe Rabbeinu, I have mud on my boots. It depends. A person has to have a positive attitude, which is reminiscent of the famous story that Rabbi Yankel Galinsky always would say. It's a long drawn out story. I'll say it's very bekitzer about a group of about 100 people in Bnei Brak that are waiting on late Friday afternoon for the 4:02 bus to come to Yerushalayim, and a few of them pass full packed with people that they rounded from the previous streets already in Bnei Brak, and then a few buses going to other cities come. Time is of essence here, some families already were miyayish and went back and stayed in Bnei Brak. A bus finally stops and the driver walks out, an empty bus, and he says, I'm the 417 to Be'er Sheva. They said, there's no one here going to Be'er Sheva. There's 100 people here. You got to get us through Shlaim, an hour and a half to Hadlaka. This is in the 80s. There's no cell phone. The guy says, listen, I'm the 417 to Be'er Sheva. I don't know. They said, he says, there's a payphone. You know, they used to have a phone. It has with the Asimon. It's a coin. Coin with a little hole. Guys with big pace would be able to tie the hole and then pay for the phone call. Then he could yank out the coin afterward. So they switched it to telecards. But he calls up and they hear him speaking to the boss. He says, listen, there's a group of 100 Haredim here. They need to get to Yerushalayim. He says, I know I'm the bus to Be'er Sheva, but the guy's saying, that, what am I? He said, I don't care. Fire me on Sunday. I'm taking them to Yerushalayim. He hangs up the phone. He says, everyone get on the bus. Yalla, yalla. Everyone get on the bus. The bus is sussing the simcha. They're giving him kugel, arbis, coleslaw, cholent. He gets through Shlaim, he says, listen, I'm going to drop everyone off. It's already late. I'm going to drop everyone off. We'll feed their neighbors. They'll feed their neighborhoods, even though he's supposed to just stop by the Tachan America Zist over there. Yeah. He says, the last year, Alta Yid is getting off with a young couple with a baby. He says, I'm not the bus to Be'er Sheva at the 417. I wasn't working today. I got a call that two buses broke down, and there was another bus that got back late, and they didn't realize that there's too much. I was told to come here, and I knew that I'm going to get screamed at. Is understatement. So I come, I say, listen, I'm the 417 to Be'er Sheva. I don't know you nothing. I don't know who you are. I call him and say that. Do you toiva? You toiva. And all of a sudden, coleslaw, cholent, tutsich, hakaras toy. It all depends on your attitude. What the hanocha rishon is. I heard a murder the kazach. You know, the medrash says, at the end of the parasha, you have Amalek. The medrash says, yavoi kafui toiva of Amalek, v'yilochem neged klal yisrael, that was kafui toiva. And the next pasuk says, refidim, Rafu Yadayim and Atayra. I saw from Rav Moshe Hillel Hirschlita, he brings, there's a loan from him. He says, Kviyas Toiva equals Rifyan Shal Toira. If your attitude is Fakert, Lo Magieli Klum, Hakol, extra, Hakoras Atoiv, I'm in turbo good matzav mood, so then Gvaldik. with Kfui Toiva comes Rafa Yedeyem and Nun Shari Toma, Nun Teshari Toma, Hailach Lishayim, Eilu told us Noyach, Noyach, he's even tired. And it's a whole, it all goes together. It has to be the attitude to begin with if you realize Im Zemagili, O Zelomagili. Interesting, there's a Sfas Emes at the end of the there's a Sfas Emes in Parshas Vayechi. And Sfas Emes goes with the years. And it's the Sfas Emes from Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet, 1874. He writes over there, Osher L'choyf Yamim Yishkoim. And that's not the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. The Pasuk is Zvun L'choyf Yamim Yishkoim. And Rabin Tomu on this Fargreis, the Shtickle, and they used to ask him, Re'emes, what's the Tata Gemeint? He said, the Beis Yisrael said something fascinating. He said, there's a Pasuk in this week's Haftarah, Osher Yeshev L'choyf Yamim. Pasuk in Shoiftim. Shoiftim, the Navi, in Shoiftim, capital head. He says, Dosset the Zayd Gemeint, the Sfas Emes. He was going on the Pasuk in Shoiftim that says, Osher L'choyf Yamim. And Beis Yisrael said, L'fizeh, fascinating. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, there was a in Daf Dalid. The Gemara says there was this guy that always used to say, Don, let's let's go to within Torah. They said, oh, they knew he was from Shevet Don. And then there was another year that he used to say he would go to the Yam. So they, Botku Acharov, and they chafed at his woman. What's the Botku Acharov? Because here you have to check, it'll be Osher also. Botku Acharov. They said this over to the Chazan, she said, he says, I definitely learned in that Gemara, Medaiks and everywhere. The Don guy is only one choice, but Zvulun is both. The amount of Psukim in Parshas Beshalach, 116 Psukim, there's a remez always at the end of each parsha for the Mispar HaPsukim, and Beshalach is Yad Emuna. Yad Emuna is a Gematria 116. Yad Emuna, Gansa Parshas Beshalach is about Yad Emuna. Vayaminu Bashem uveMoshe Avdoi. By Amalek, Vayihi Yodov Emuna. The Mon, which we didn't have a chance to talk about today, but Mon Hu, the Pasuk says, Mon Hu is Oy, not Gematria, also Gematria, but Oysi Ois Emuna, Mon Hu. The whole Indian of Kriyas Yamsa, Mechemes Amalek, Vayar Yisrael as Hayod HaGdoilo, the Yod of Moshe. It's all about Yad Emuna. And that's really, it's Emuna and Betochain. Parshas Boy, I don't know if we spoke about it last time, Boy is Betochain Emuna. And it's interesting, the Pasuk says, V'hamayim lehem choyma, V'hamayim lehem choyma. V'hamayim is Gematria Emuna. Lohem is Gematria Betochain. That's the choyma, the thing that protects you, is v'hamayim lehem emuna u'betochen. And it's interesting, people ask, betochen is 75. Without a kohen, g'leich, azoy is, betochen is 75. And we said, lohem, v'hamayim lehem, v'hamayim is emuna, lohem, betochen. People ask, lama, why do things happen? Lama, 75. People ask, my year, what's going to be? The WH questions, why? What? Lama, 75. My year, 75. Answer, bitachain. That's emuna and bitachain. Avram Avinu at age 75 was makir to another level of boiroi, and then he went lech lecha. Lech lecha is 100, but with the two words, it's 102. Is gematria emuna. Emuna is 102. Fascinating, because ene doim meya pa'amim lemeya pa'amim ve'echad, which is its own level. But emuna is even beyond that, 102. With bitachain and emuna, we're able to be over the Yam, the Siyata, the Shmaya, good.